Good afternoon. This is Marco with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 11th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 11 and 3/4 cents at 582 and a quarter, July wheat down 14 cents, 627 and a quarter, and July beans up a penny and a half at 1405 and a half. The meal was up 1190 a ton at 43140. The oil was down 90 ticks at 5115. Well, the markets basically did exactly the opposite of what I thought this morning. I thought the funds would buy some corn and wheat and sell some beans. Certainly didn't happen. I'm kind of surprised. On top of that, the Soviets came out and said that there's going to be no extension of the grain agreement. The talks have been concluded. They are going to continue to talk about technical matters, whatever that means, but no agreement. And the corn and wheat, you know, finished on their lows here today, so it had no impact on the market, a bit of a surprise. I guess the market is just concentrating on tomorrow's carryouts and production numbers. The carryout on new crop corn, 2.034 billion bushels. You know, that's up roughly 650 from this year, so it's a big number. Beans, 282. Up from 212 this year. The production numbers, they're looking for corn at 15.098. That's up 1.368 billion bushels. The beans up 208 million bushels, and the wheat up 132 million bushels at 1.782 billion bushels out here. So on the face of it, it looks like a bearish report. The beans are still relatively tight, but certainly any hiccup in production with the big numbers that they've got pumped in here could be a problem. But, you know, the world's looking for a lot of grain. We've got good weather to start. Are we going to have as good weather as they're predicting on the yield? We'll have to see. But you know, the exports have been just terrible. We did have that new sale this morning in beans for new crop, but, you know, it's just a drop in the bucket, really. So overall, funds are heavily short corn and wheat. Over about 113,000 contracts on corn, about 132,000 contracts on wheat. After today, they're long about 37,000 beans, long probably close to 60,000 meal, and short probably close to 40,000 oil. So, you know, are the numbers going to be as bearish as the market is looking for? We'll have to see. Are they expecting a pickup in demand? I don't know. But obviously big numbers that we'll have to see how we're going to handle it. We're on pretty good breaks here, and the end users could come in tomorrow on a lower reaction to the report and try to snarf up some corn and wheat. Somebody did it here today. The beans finished 20 off their lows, which was pretty impressive with the meal. And considering the oil, crude oil is down $1.66 a barrel. The Dow Jones is down 230. Now, granted, that's 170 off its lows, but I'm surprised the beans did as well as they did here today. Silver was down $1.26 an ounce. Gold was down $17 an ounce. Bitcoin was down about 800 a coin, so I really didn't see anything positive out here. I don't know really why the beans rallied, to tell you the truth. But that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.